Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor here at the Delaware campus, and I hope you're having a good start to the new year. We are in this week in the Drivecast covering our core values as a church, an acronym that we call GRASP. And today we're looking at the first core value, gospel identity. I want to read to you from 1 John chapter 3. It says, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are." With gospel identity, we say that we are new. That's oftentimes the phrase we use behind gospel identity, that we are new creatures in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul talks about that the old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. In Ephesians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul says that at one point in time we were children of wrath. We were dead and enslaved in our sins. But now God, being rich in mercy, he's made us alive together with Christ. He's forgiven us of all our sins. Here, John says it this way, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are." I think about it this way in my own life. So sometimes when I think about my life, it's easy to divide it up into kind of three different categories. I think about, okay, I'm Morgan's husband, right? I'm husband to Morgan. I'm father to my children. I have four kids, two boys, two girls, and then I'm a pastor of this church. And it's easy to look at my life and go, okay, how am I doing, you know, as far as being a husband, and how am I doing in fathering, and how am I doing in pastoring? But I have to remember, and I go over this quite a bit in my own life, that my first identity is not as good as those things are. My first identity is not as husband, not as father, not as pastor. My first identity is as God's child, as his son, redeemed, forgiven, bought back by the blood of Christ. That is my first identity, my gospel identity. I am a new creature in Christ. I've been forgiven of my sin. I've been brought into the family of God. And actually, that identity, knowing that, knowing my gospel identity, believing what John says here, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are." That influences and impacts how I love my wife, how I love my children and raise my children, how I serve our church, how I pastor. And so every other area of my life is impacted and shaped by first understanding who I am in Christ, remembering, recognizing, and celebrating that I am a new creature in Christ, and I have been called God's child. So I want to encourage you today. Obviously, the categories in your life might be different, but for all of us, we have a tendency to think about ourselves. And you know, when you say, "Who are you?" Maybe you define yourself in relation to other people, to a spouse or a group of friends or to your job. You know, you define yourself, "This is what I do, and therefore that's who I am." I just want to remind you today, who you are is defined by Christ. If you are in Christ, if you've repented of sin and trusted Jesus with your life, and if you're his follower, you're saying, "No, the Father has loved me. I have a heavenly Father. God has shown me this love, and he has called me his son or his daughter." That's who you are. And knowing and embracing your gospel identity, it changes the way you view every other aspect of your life. Let me take a moment to pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to reflect and to pray for yourself. Father, thank you that we get to call you Father. God, thank you that you sent Jesus in our place. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross and rising again, that we might be made new in you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit living inside of us and making us new. Lord, I pray for myself, and I pray for everybody who's listening right now, that we would remember, Lord, this is who we are. We are your sons and your daughters. Before we are anything else in our life, God, we belong to you. We are made new in Christ. And God, that, again, shapes and influences how we live out every other area of our life. And I just pray that today we'd remember that. You'd help us increasingly to live it out. Lord, we love you. We praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and then to pray.